Ready? Steady? Go!
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Hello, I'm Ewan. Welcome to Carousel Radio.
My name is Davin. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Fran, and I'd like to introduce you to new presenter Claire Offley. Hello, Claire.
Hi, my name's Claire.
Claire, what bands have you played in?
Beat Express. I've played in Beat Express. I play keyboard and I sang.
What do you like listening to on the radio?
I like quizzes and I like listening to music and phone-ins.
In this show, there's music from Daniel Wakeford and Barna 16.
And we got poems and stories by people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 I am Eleanor Ree. My poetry is The Orange Girl, Awesome Accidentally. So basically, this is Girls in Relationships. It's my opinion on relationships, but it's not to say that it's necessarily right, because a lot of writers, I feel like they will say a line that's effective and snappy that is really, they tell you it's the truth and people submit to that and they agree with it and they think it's true, but actually it might just be an opinion and it might actually not be true to all situations. So some of the lines, they're questionable, but it's sort of my opinion. But basically, yeah, this is about girls in relationships and how strong women can just suddenly collapse in a relationship to someone weak because they are always waiting for a phone call or they're like really obsessive about their partner, and that's not always good, I don't think. And basically I really think women can be strong, and it's not to say they're not strong just because they're not strong in relationships. Girls in relationships. Girls in relations, in relation to their lovers, and clearly in relationships and stuff that comes along after that, are such enigmas, each and every one, as their contrary actions that contradict their language and mentality all seem to suggest an alter ego, a confident and shy one for each human. Two for one, that's good, right? Or life simple, the simple life, and expressive could be so much easier if one for the price of one always stays the norm. Now that makes me say, the truth of gals as that in the situations above, gals can start like strong like iron and collapse actually at that, like iron filings. Girls are strong and weak, forceful and meek, all alternate humans, yet combine in one situation, a relationship. And that's a romantic one. They love to the limit, although they reap the love they sow, and they equal this in pain. The main message me shall say is in this poem you can only know one thing girls and gals and all women and ladies show, is they end up weak and shattered in relationships. Love makes them obsessive, reduces them to a wandering eye, for in love they become a devoted yet sly creature. Although the monogamous are true to only one, and they are the only ones that always get hurt by their love, lover, confidant, meanie or utter runt, all good things come to an end. And after, you can only hoard memories, objects and emotions and a bittersweet taste of love in your mouth and a pang, ouch, of leftover love in your mind sent really from above, or maybe your mother or the ones that you love.
Everybody, my name is Fiona Herring. I am starting a new organisation in autumn 2018 and onwards. It is called Fiona Herring's Friendship Association. It is aimed at people with special needs and disabilities. It's going to be once a month from Aspen's Charities Limited, formerly known as Autism Sussex and Peppenbury. And Bitto, formerly known as Scope, Sharon Collins Resource Centre, and Carousel charitable organisations approximately aged 24 to 34 who have similar interests as me. It will be held at Carton Hill Centre in Brighton. The kinds of activities that will be held at the association are as follows: art and crafts, picnics and walks, singing and dancing, and fundraising for sponsored events to give money to charity. And I'm sure they'll be excited and interested. The reason why I want to create this new organisation is because I felt very isolated. Without only friends with disabilities and special needs, it means I feel very lonely. I was thinking about getting a paid job, but my mum and dad says to me it's going to be very difficult because of my disability. And I was thinking about working in the care home or rest home for the elderly people. And I struggle about which job I would like to do. It's about finding the right job for me. I would like to be with people with special needs and disabilities, approximately aged 24 to 34, so we can socialise with lots of people around my age group. I have a particular interest in Disney, Harry Potter, Marvel Comics, 17th century France, including the Three Musketeers, Olympic Games, Paralympic Games, Strictly Come Dancing, and anything to do with Christmas. If you have an interest in any of these activities and have similar passion for these same interests I have mentioned, please contact Rebecca Amy Duke at gmail.com.
You have been listening to my friend Fiona Herring. If you're interested in going to the group, please contact Rebecca Amy Duke at gmail.com. It's Rebecca Amy Duke, D-O-O-K, at gmail.com.
She was the great host in 1970.
That was Tony Arthur's Greatest by Daniel Wakeford from his new album. That's how I say it. Tony Arthur was a children's presenter on TV in the 1970s.
Also, on Saturday the 24th November 2018, Daniel Wakeford will be playing The Haunt in Brighton.
Carousel Radio.
This is Carousel News.
Carousel helps learning disabled artists develop and manage their creative lives true to their voice and vision, challenging expectations of what great art is and who can create it.
You are invited to join us at the Carousel Annual General Meeting on Wednesday, 28th November 2018, from 6:15 to 8:30 at Community Base Queen's Road, Brighton, followed by a showing of some of Carousel's recent work from film, music and major projects. And Carousel Chorus are going to be performing as well.
If you would like to attend, please email liz.hall@carousel.org.uk.
Okay, this is Downtown by MC Silvercat. Like to go downtown, pick up urban scenes, beat with the heat and funk of the city. Yes, downtown, hover through graphs, spirals and illuminations, using discrimination. Seek flow and energy, reach out positively. These streets can be mean, can also be a good scene. Silvercat lights it slick, elevate the progressive through words and bang beats. City throb, keep words on the hob. Use senses, keep sensei, stay compass mentis. Find the brightest jewels in the rubbish. City scatter pearls, word seeds, be doing good deeds. Acid dreamer, utopian beamer, drink deep of life. Get inspiration from situations. Elevate, levitate to future. Crash, bash, mash those rhymes. Carry on for fulfillment, visionary commitments. Silvercat keeps it homespun. Shout from the lung, word peppers to stimulate, create. Silvercat lights you all, she ain't no fool. The poem means me walking around in the early hours of the morning, looking at the city, because I can't go when it's very busy. So I do these early morning walks and I look at things like graffiti and I try and pick up on the vibe. Sometimes I hear, you know, conversations, but it's quite a visual thing as well. And the sounds of early morning and, yeah, I'm trying to be positive about an urban environment.
Lebensmittel. Ein Stockwerk aus Kartoffeln.
Leave and Schmidtlin.
By Collective Barner 16.
They are from Hamburg. You can hear their music at barner16.bandcamp.com.
barner16.bandcamp.com.
I am Eleanor Ree. My poetry is The Orange Girl, Awesome Accidentally. Okay, this is the shortest poem I've ever written, and this is basically just to say you can experiment with art a lot, and who's to say one line is too short for a poem? And you get more free time if you write one line poems and they get accepted. This is my poem, The Eventual Effect. Eventually staying in may cause boredom.
This is the end of the show.
Thanks to Fiona Herring.
Thanks to Barner 16 for their music. We hope to be doing a Barner 16 show later on in the future.
Thanks to Eleanor Ree. Thanks to MC Silvercat.
And thanks to Daniel Wake for Troy's tracks. And we're going to have a show of Daniel for next year.
Look out for new shows on iTunes or on the Carousel website, which is carousel.org.uk. Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. I would feel very sad if it wasn't here.
I've learned how to make a podcast.
And love going out and about to discover the sounds of life and meeting people.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Tune in to our next show.
Goodbye!